That's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra. Happy New Year to y'all.
AT4 GIV. Happy New Year to you too.
KQ4 LOO. Happy New Year's to you too. I'll be standing by again.
Right on, right on. Got on that net last night. That was cool. I'm just out here driving in the upstate. I'm in Campobello and driving up toward Hendersonville. Figured I'd bother the net, or not the net, but the repeater. Hope y'all are having a good day and enjoying the beautiful weather. And I think this year is going to be a good year. That's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra for ID. I'll be on standby and I'll probably holler in a bit.
Preston, you said you were on the net last night, is that correct?
No. Did
you hear any conversation about our Kurt Chunker?
No. Maybe you were referring to me. I wasn't Kurt Chunking, but every now and then I'll Kurt Chunk to see if I can hit the repeater, but I don't sit there and do it repeatedly. What was going on?
Well, it's been going on for a while, and when we complained about it yesterday, he actually decided to chime in with a little evil giggle. He's probably going to do it again. We'll keep start back Kurt Chunking again. He's been doing it off and on all day today, too. Anyway, he's going to get caught because there's already a team assembled to catch him, and they're going to find him.
That's just obnoxious.
It's a loser with nothing better to do with their life.
Now, I'll, if I'm flipping through a repeater or whatever, I'll Kerchunk it, once to see if it hits the repeater and see what my signal strength is coming back and all that kind of stuff. I don't, I think everybody probably does that, but I know I didn't hear the conversation about it. It might have happened, I got on the net just a little bit late. It was after 9. I was watching the Miami-Ohio State game last night, and so once it went to halftime, then I went out into my driveway, and they were calling for check-in for the letters W through Z or whatever the last little section is. So got in there right on time for my check-in there, but I didn't hear the beginning of the net, so I guess that's when y'all were talking about it. I missed that conversation.
Three in the middle of shooting pool by that time, like I do just about every single night, so I usually miss the net, because, I'm on pool league, so that's pretty much what I do is practice when I'm not shooting late night, but I do know that my Elmer was talking about getting on there and bringing this idiot up who does not believe he's going to get caught, but he's going to be caught. I can't wait.
Heard something similar. I was talking to a guy yesterday. Might have been Chuck. Anyway, he was asking me about my rig, and I was talking, and then by the time I unkeyed, I heard somebody kerchunking pretty hard, and at one point, I heard someone get on, and you said you heard like a evil laugh or whatever. I didn't hear that, but I heard somebody get on, and it sounded like a little kid was playing with their dad's radio or something. It sounded like a little kid's voice coming in a couple of times, but I don't know if it was the same person or if that was unrelated. This is KG4ZGS.
The grown man acting like a child. You can tell it with his voice. But like I said, they're gonna find him. So, and he does it all the time. If you listen in like some of us do, I think the gentleman, I spoke to him earlier. He heard it too, so yeah. it's kind of annoying.
Well, it's interesting. I guess there's always going to be a troll. Maybe they got tired of trolling on the internet, so now they're trolling on ham radio. But now I've told the story about two dozen times, so anyone else listening probably heard me talking about it already, but I've just gotten back into ham radio recently, within the last week since Christmas, basically. I got my license back in 2003, and I kept it renewed over the years. I've renewed it twice, but I was inactive on ham radio for a long time, and my dad's one got me into it. He encouraged me to get a little dual band, helped me install it in my car, so I've got a mobile unit now, which is what I'm rolling with. But so basically I've been fairly active since Christmas. I've been trying to hit the repeaters and talk to folks and just get back into the hobby after many years of not doing anything with it. So sounds like you got a troll. This is KG4ZGS.
He chimed in while I was trying to chime in. This is KQ4LOO. I don't know what kind of unit you got, but I've got an Icon 2730 Bravo. 50 watt output total max. I don't know what you got, but anyway, you have a little bit of static in the background, but other than that, you're coming in clear. I can understand everything you're saying pretty clear.
Right on. I'm on a little Anytone putting out 25 watts. Well, at least I think I'm putting out. I got to check my power. Sometimes I go down to 15 watts, but I think it's on high right now. I think I'm doing 25. So, but yeah, I'm just rolling up and down hills. So I'm kind of in the general, I guess, area, just the upstate kind of hills. But the model number, I don't know, it's got a bunch of letters and numbers, and I don't have them memorized yet, but it's a little Anytone dual band VHF, UHF, and I've got a Comet antenna. I don't know, it's a dual band antenna, I don't know the model number, but it's mounted to my trunk there, so I gotta get my gear memorized, so when folks ask me what I got, I can speak intelligently instead of saying, oh, I don't know.
You started crackling a little bit, then you cleared up, crackled and cleared up. But I've got a diamond antenna. I think it's 42 inches, if I'm not mistaken, to go along with mine. It's sitting around on the very top of my truck.
Yeah, man, it's just I think it's the up and down hills thing. I might be crackling at the bottom of the hill. Like right here, I'm at the bottom of the hill. It might be a little crackly, but then I'll be going up the next hill. But yeah, I've got my antenna mounted to the trunk. My dad helped me run the cables and everything, and the mount we used has a little, I don't know, like a rubber or some kind of soft piece there to keep it from scratching the paint on my car. And then I've had a magnet mount on the top of my truck like way back in the day, but we're trying to avoid the magnet mount for now. Plus, I didn't want to ruin my... I'm only in a car, but I didn't want to ruin my clearance and have my antenna smash and everything. But even then, even on the trunk, it still hits my carport when I back in, so...
See, I like to go out in the woods and hang out by this little pond that's away from most everything. And but my antenna, since I've got a big Suburban, so my magnet mount's on top. So definitely I'm gonna be touching some tree branches hanging over when I go through.
Roger, roger. Yeah. My first radio, it was a Kenwood handy talkie. I don't remember the model number for that either, but it came with the rubber duck, and it put a max of 5 watts out, so it was, you know, fairly limited, but I was able to put a magnet mount on top of my trunk, and my truck back then on the roof, and it definitely, even for the 5 watts, that magnet mount definitely helped me get the signal out and helped me receive more, but, you know, it's limited. And this one's limited too, but it's 25 watts, so it's not quite as limited. And I'm really digging this little radio. I'm going to check my power in just a second here. KG4ZGS.
I've got a couple Baofeng HTs myself that, which is where I started at, but I still keep them handy just in case I'm going to listen on like a third or a fourth station while I'm listening to two other stations at the same time on my ICOM.
Head on, I've seen those Baofengs. They seem like cool little radios. I don't have one myself, but I hear they're fairly cheap, but that makes it pretty accessible, so that's pretty cool. I need to get... The only repeaters I've plugged into my radio are 2 meters. I need to get some of the 440 repeaters in there. I think they're... I was talking to someone. I think there might be one up in Landrum, maybe. I need to get on repeater book and take a look at the map. I could give him my ID. It's KG4ZGS, but the name is Chris over here.
KQ4LOO here, Tango Alpha Lima is my name, Tao. This is about the only repeater that I've been able to catch anybody on when I'm scanning, especially for the 440. I've caught a few others here and there on other stations on this side of it. But the 440 part, it's been hard to catch somebody actually in conversation on any kind of accurate on that one.
Hal, I think I either made contact with you the other day, or maybe, I can't remember, the name sounds familiar. I'm pretty sure I wrote it down in my little notebook. I'm driving right now, so I can't look at it, but that sounds familiar enough. I think I wrote it down. Maybe I heard you talking to somebody else, or maybe I was talking to you. I can't remember, but... I just checked my power. I am at 25 watts right now, so it's the max that I got. I'm on Highway 11, so I'm just in the foothills here, heading toward Highway 25. So, right on. One thing that I haven't done yet since installing this rig is I haven't gotten on Simplex, and I've talked to a couple of guys that live out where I live in Campobello. So maybe next time I get them on the repeater, I'll see if they want to switch to a Simplex frequency or try them on 440 or whatever. But yeah, I need to get some of those 440 repeaters just to have them. But mostly I've just been doing the 2 meter, so yep.
That. Yeah, I used to live out there in TR, so I'm kind of familiar with that area. Campobello's a little, not quite familiar with Campobello, but the TR area I definitely am. So I know where you're talking about. You said you're on Highway 11 and toward 25. And that will definitely take you almost, well, actually take you straight into Andersonville. That's my Blue Ridge Community College, so yeah.
I'm kind of in a valley right now. I've got hills on either side of me, so I think once I hit 25, and I start, my GPS started talking to me, and I didn't want that to retransmit, but once I start climbing up 25, I should have a better signal. Maybe, I don't know, I'll be going up in elevation, so we'll see what happens when I get closer to North Carolina. Maybe it'll send out further. KG4ZGS, Tal, I don't know, I think I'm pretty sure I made contact with you a few days ago, but I have to look at my notebook. But yeah, it's pretty fun, man. I've just been excited about getting back into the hobby and excited about my new rig. Like I said, my first radio was that Handy Talkie, and I just kept it in my truck and had that magnet mount. So that was the only other radio I've ever owned. My dad's got a bunch of radios. He's got some cool HF radios and stuff like that too. So, but this is my first like radio, I guess. I don't know what to call it. Just a mobile radio. I've got it on a little gooseneck mount.
I actually mounted mine to my drop down, what used to be used as an ashtray.
Yeah, in my car, the cup holder is just really trash, and so I thought about mounting it there, but drilling any holes or anything, I thought about mounting it to the dash, but I didn't want to screw through the dash and hit any of the electronics inside, so I was kind of sketchy on that. And my dad found this gooseneck mount that we put, we just mounted it to the rail of the passenger seat, just kind of loosened the bolt a little bit, stuck that in there, and then tightened it back down, and it's working beautifully, man. It's just kind of hanging out here. It, you know, it bounces a little bit, you know, when the road bounces, but nothing too extreme. KG4ZGS, Chris here.
I ended up putting the mount screws into, like I said, the drop down, what used to be used as an ashtray with the cigarette lighters. There's three mounts there for your plug-ins and this, that, and the other. But it actually works pretty well. It doesn't bounce anything. It just hangs out there, and you would never know unless you got up under and looked that there were screws mounting into it.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I was... I just was kind of sketchy on drilling any holes at all, and we ended up not having to drill anything. We were able to feed all of our wires and, you know, antenna wire and power cables and all that. We were able to just feed it all through, and I was pretty stoked about the fact that I didn't have to damage anything in order to get it done, so it's a nice little solution. Yeah, I got four things. I got the radio, the antenna, the gooseneck mount for the radio, and then the antenna mount for my truck.
D7J Mobile.
Funny about how I had to do mine as far as the power wires. I actually had to go in the door jam to find the hole right there to go into the hood area to get to the battery. And then as far as my antenna, I actually had to go through the window itself because I was afraid I might crimp the antenna wire. But it's really not that bad. I take that back. I'm looking at it now. I actually went through the door jam on that too, but it doesn't pinch the wire, so that's good.
Right on. Yeah, we fed the battery, we fed the power cable up under my steering wheel. There was a port there where a few other wires were going through into the engine compartment, and so we just my dad pushed the power cables through, and I pulled them out, you know, the other side. The power cable was not quite long enough to reach the battery, so we had to splice in some more red and black cable, which we did no problem, and we got it wired up to the battery, and then we went through the door jam for the antenna. We just ran it back through the back seat, kind of under the carpet there where the doors are, and then my dad fed it through the trunk. So the antenna cable's coming out in the trunk, and then it comes out of, like, the crack where the trunk, you know, meets the car or whatever, and there's enough clearance there that it doesn't really pinch it too bad when I open and close my trunk, so it's actually a pretty sweet setup. It looks real clean, and it works pretty nicely. So, yeah, man, I'm climbing up this hill on 25. Hopefully my signal's getting better. I'm not sure, but there are a lot of state troopers out here on New Year's Day. Just, this 25 seems like the road you should drive fast on. I was going about 55 or 60, and my GPS keeps telling me about the police ahead, and I passed a couple going 55, and the speed limit's 45. They haven't come after me, so I guess they're looking for the super speeders today. But how's the signal as I'm climbing this hill?
It's been pretty consistent since you started getting clear to begin with, but I look for my power, a hole for my power cord itself to go through, and I look all over the firewall there, and I could not find anything, and I mean anything that was at least moderately easy to get to. So I just decided to go through underneath the dash, around the door jam, underneath the dash and into the door jam there, because there was a big hole right there. So I just stuck it through there, and it didn't pinch it. It did bend it, but it did not pinch it. I mean, there's enough room for like 12 gauge wires, almost 10 gauge wires to go in there. So it's good. I was fortunate to find that. Well, actually, it's not a little hole; it's a big hole. But I had to help somebody help me fish it through.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I guess I was fortunate with the firewall. My dad was the one down there looking. I suppose I should get down there and take a look where he's at. But he found where some other cables were going through, and he just pushed them through right next to it. And we tried to do a good job. We used some zip ties under the hood to kind of keep the wire in place, the power cable there. And we tried to do a good job of keeping it out of the way of any of the hoses and stuff like that to try to, you know, if I need to get some work done on my car or whatever, I didn't want my power cable to be all up in the way. But like I said, we did a pretty clean job, man. It looks like a professional did it. My dad said on the splicing job, when we had to put a little bit of extra length on the power cable, he was like, well, if anyone ever looks at that, they'll probably think it doesn't look that good, but I think it looks pretty good, man.
And, well, I'm looking at it now because I had to actually zip tie a loop here inside. I pulled as far as I could, not necessarily to a grip on it, but I did zip tie everything going under the hood, and I zip tied it underneath the dash here on the passenger side. And I'm looking at it now, and I still got at least close to maybe a foot or more of cable radio that I got. I didn't have to add any kind of splicing or anything.
For me, it was a situation where it's one of those, like, as the crow flies, so to speak, you know, as the crow flies, there was enough length, but because we were trying to tuck it around the, you know, the outside edge of the engine compartment, I didn't want to have the cable running across the top of the engine or anything like that, so we were kind of like tucking it. We made a right turn, went over to the passenger side where my battery is, and then ran it along the passenger side, and it just wasn't enough length, so we had to add about, I don't know, 15 or 18 inches of cable there, but it does pretty good, man. We just put the little yellow cap on it where we spliced it, and then covered it up with electrical tape, and it's a pretty sweet little setup. So you just gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta make do with what you got and make it work. So that's the name of the game, I guess, in this hobby. It's all about trying to configure new equipment and figure out how it works, and it's pretty fun. So KG4 ZGS, I just crossed over into North Carolina. Climb the hill here.
Pat, you're starting to get crackly too. I don't know if you use heat shrink or not on your splice, which is always a good idea before you decide to do electrical tape. But heat shrink will definitely be like a moisture sealant, because I used to do electrical work, so that's how I know about all that. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. KQ4LLO, it's good talking to you, Chris. Hopefully we'll talk again soon. And apparently our Kerchunker has figured it out. Maybe he's about to get his butt in trouble. KQ4LOO will be standing by. Be safe.
I'm Sal. I think I got KQ4LLO as your call sign. I think I heard that right. And yeah, if I'm getting crackly, I don't want to crackle the repeater to death. So I'll be on the side too, and I might come back in here on my way home. But thanks for the QSO. Good to talk to you, man. Happy New Year. 73s, and I'll be clear. This is KG4ZGS out.
Oscar. And yes, Happy New Year to you and everybody else that's listening, even our Kerchunker. Happy New Year's. I'll be standing by.
That Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar KG4 ZGS Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra clear.